Let's start by just making ourselves at home, wherever we are. Coming home to this present moment. And settling into the home that is our body. We can turn our attention to the points of contact between our body and the seat or the ground beneath us. And as we sit or lie down or stand comfortably, we can also connect with the sense of weight of our body. As we take this direct contact with the sense of weight, we can recognize that the weight of our body that we can sense directly is not a property that belongs to our body. This sense of direct contact with the weight of our own body may feel very personal and individual, and the weight may feel like a property that just belongs to our body. But actually, this is our direct experience of an interaction between our body and the earth that is our home. Let's take a moment and reorient how we experience our weight. Can we experience it as the earth calling to us, reminding us that we belong to her? We belong here, close to her. And as we've grown during our lives, the weight of our body might change, but our body always weighs something. We are always experiencing this interaction with the earth. There has been no moment in our lives when she was not present. There was no moment when she was not calling us home to herself. Even when we fly through the air, she's there, exerting her pull, keeping us from going too far, and then drawing us close again when it's time to come down. That relationship has formed and will form part of every second that we are alive. That relationship has formed part of every moment we have been alive. And she will never stop calling us back to her, ever. What does this awareness feel like? What does it open up in this moment? Being aware of being held always in a field of stable and constant connection. Does it feel at all like love? Let's see whether within this experience there is a subtle sense of a me up here and the earth as something else down there. To see if we can recover a sense of self that is not separate from the earth. And to do that, we can reflect that there is nothing in our body that has not been cycling through other forms since the very beginning of life on this planet. what we now think of as me, my body, has flowed freely in the ocean, in many oceans. It has been the fish in that ocean. It has been a bird, many birds. It has been a cloud, and then the dew on the fields in the morning. What I am now experiencing as my body has been trees, many trees. It has been moss and cactus and whales and honeybees and flowers and the stuff of spider webs. And it will be all those things again. How arbitrary it is to think of this body as separate from all those things. For we are made of them. They are made of us. We are from and for one another. As we cycle from one form to another, nourishing one another, serving as conditions for one another, in what sense might we experience these as relationships of care? Love. Let's just take a moment. Sit within this expanded awareness of what we are. In what sense can we feel ourselves to be an extension of the earth, as another of the countless beautiful forms in which the earth expresses itself? And in this way, we allow the weight of our body to serve as a pathway to experiencing the wholeness of what we are. This expansive understanding of what we are. And when we think of our profound and intimate connection to what we call nature, we can begin to loosen the sense of it as something apart from us, outside, over there. And any time we want a pathway back to that sense of connectedness, we can just turn to our body and sense its weight, sense its points of contact. And we can know that this is our body being a body. But it's not just our body being a body. It's our body interacting with its larger body, the Earth. And when we conclude our session here and get up, we can feel the earth helping us up, standing firm as we push against her. And when we walk, we can see if we feel a communication happening, one meeting after another as we place our feet on the ground, each step a greeting, a handshake. An endless dance, we'll be dancing with the earth until we give our body back to nourish her.